You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first-timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on Earth. This is the most magical podcast on Earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we will be chatting to Lauren on this episode, find out about her trip to Walt Disney World. We'll be getting all the latest news, and there's been quite a lot of news. Suddenly, as the last podcast went out, there was loads of news within like an hour. So we'll update you on what we've missed later on. And also answering your questions. So give me a follow on any of the socials. We are at Pod Magical. You can DM me or send me a message on there if you've got any kind of planning questions. We have got a question here from Abby. Andy, we're going to be going to Walt Disney World next year. Although we're not actually staying at Disney, is it still possible to visit any of the other hotels? We'd really like to have a look around at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but we won't be staying there. Can we go and still use the quick service? Of course, you are more than welcome to go in any of the resorts, use the quick service. Obviously, you can book into the restaurant. You can go and have a look at the animals on the savannah. I don't think you can go and like hang out by the pool if you're not staying there. But as any of the facilities that you, well, you're going to be paying for them, you can go in the shops, go and get a zebra dome, have a look around the resort, because obviously, you're looking around there, it might tempt you to stay there next time. So Disney are more than happy to let you go and have a look around. And here's something actually you can do if you want to be really nosy. This is quite a good little tip. If you've got like an hour or two, you're just having a resort hopping day, ask if there's any of the DVC resort people around. Is anybody from DVC? Ask if you can go and have a look at some of these suites, like maybe the 3 and 4 bedroom suites, because sometimes they'll give you a look around. You can have a look at some of those big resort suites as well. That's quite an interesting thing to do. Even if you're not interested in buying DVC, still have a nosy round. But yeah, any of the resorts you can go and use the quick service and the shops and stuff like that. And do. I thoroughly recommend you having a look around all the resorts. Have a resort day. Any questions you've got, at Pod Magical is where we are. It's time to chat Disney with our guest now. Time for a first timer's thoughts on Walt Disney World. Welcome to the podcast, Lauren.
Hi, thank you.
So how was it then, first time at the Magic?
I think I had such high expectations, but and I was thinking, will this exceed my expectations? But it honestly did. It really was the best holiday I've ever been on. So I'm so glad that it was as magical as I thought it was going to be.
What made you want to go? I usually ask people why they love Walt Disney World, but you'd never been before, so I can't ask you that. So what was it that made you want to go?
Yeah, so I've always loved Disney and like the music and the films and stuff. I've always loved it, but and I have been to Disneyland Paris a few times when I was younger and in the last couple of years as well. But for me, and I guess this is kind of like a bit of a full circle moment, but I wasn't a huge ride lover, especially when I was younger. I was always quite scared of everything. I was usually the bag holder. If we were at theme parks with friends,
yeah.
I would usually be the one that would not go on them. So And I've always loved the idea of Disney World and going to Florida and all that. But I guess I thought, oh, well, I don't love rides, so there isn't any point. And then my boyfriend actually sent me your podcast right around when it launched. And then I'd been watching a few vlogs as well on YouTube, like Tim Tracker and stuff. And I started to see that there was so much more than just rides. So that was kind of why I wanted to go. And the more I watched and listened and everything, I just realized that there was so much more than that. And I did manage to go on all the rides I wanted to go on as well. Yeah. So I feel like I've also conquered a bit of a fear.
Oh, okay. Well. Did you go on all the rides or just all the rides you wanted to?
Well, I didn't go on Tower of Terror because I was too scared.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
But apart from that, I think I did everything. I mean, not every single ride, obviously, but everything that was kind of like roller coaster-ish, I did. So. Okay.
We'll talk about some of your favourite rides and attractions later on, though. So let's go back to organising this trip then. So you decided you want to go. How did you then go about it? You'd be listening to the podcast. You'd be watching Tim Tracker. What made you choose? Because you went over summer. Where did you stay and how did you plan it all?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, we originally had planned it for around 2020. Obviously, everything then didn't happen. So it took us a few years to kind of get it all back together. But I really wanted to stay at Caribbean Beach, mainly for the Skyliner, which is where we ended up staying. And I just really liked the look of it and the kind of feel of it and having that relaxation element as well. In terms of organizing it, we just booked through Disney and then... as I said, I've watched a lot of YouTube, listened to the podcast. I've got Adam Hatton's book as well, which is quite helpful. So I kind of just was soaking up as much information as I could. We stayed at Caribbean Beach. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was a great resort. The rooms were great. They're obviously, it's quite a big resort. And I know that is one of the downsides or people feel, but we were quite lucky that we were in the Martinique section, I think it was, and it was one of the closer buildings to Old Port Royal and stuff like that. So we were quite lucky in that sense. Just absolutely loved the resort. I thought it was great. And the Banana Cabana as well, the kind of pool bar there, we loved that. I kind of had a bit more relaxation maybe than maybe other resorts that I've heard of, but obviously I've never stayed at any of the other ones. So yeah.
And where did you fly from? Who did you fly with?
We flew with Virgin. We actually, we had a wedding of one of our friends in New York first. So we actually flew to New York and then flew New York to Orlando. So that was kind of different. But then flew back to London from Orlando. That was just Virgin as well. So they were really good as well. Really liked the flight. It all went smoothly, thankfully.
What was the flight from New York? Like a couple of hours?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 hours, just over 2 hours. So it was quite good, actually. It was really quick to do. It was kind of funny flying internally in the US, but it was all fine. And went really smoothly.
It's like
there was a long queue, but
it's like getting a bus, isn't it, when you get a flight in America, when you get an internal flight. It's just like, oh yeah, jump on a flight here, jump on a flight there. And then it'd be good landing, not having tired legs, having a 9 hour flight, just having a 2 hour flight. It's really good. How did you get from the airport then? Do you transfer?
So we used Mears Connect, which was really good. We didn't wait long for the bus to leave. I think we maybe 10 or 15 minutes we waited. And then they did one stop of Art of Animation and then Caribbean Beach. So it was really quick to get from the airport. Would definitely recommend that. It was really easy.
And did you get the dining credits when you booked?
Yeah, so I think we had dining credits plus I think they gave you a gift voucher as well. So I think we had about $1,000 in total, which was nice. Helped with the money that we ended up spending, which was definitely nice.
How long did that last you into your holiday?
We did have a few expensive things at the beginning. So like we did a character breakfast the first day, things like that. So it lasted about 5 days, I think.
Oh, okay. And how long were you there for, by the way?
10 nights.
Was that long enough?
Yes.
Is it ever long
enough? I'd say... No, weeks, I could have obviously stayed longer. For way longer, but yeah, I do. I think for our first time, it was good. We managed to do everything that we wanted to do. Obviously, you're never going to do everything, but we managed to do everything that we'd wanted to do and also still have elements of relaxation and just feeling like you've had a bit of a holiday as well, which was nice.
Did you get any chill time? Because obviously you've never been before. You just want to get out and do everything. And when you've done everything, or you think you've done everything, you want to do it all again. You go, like, I've seen the parade, so I need to see it again. Did you have any downtime?
Yeah, we did. We did a kind of chill day at Disney Springs. We went to Homecoming, which was your suggestion, actually.
Yeah.
And we did a little bit of shopping, had a couple of glasses of wine. So that was quite relaxing. And then some mornings we did sleep in. We weren't big rope droppers, I will say. I think we were just quite tired in general, especially with the heat. So
yeah.
And what we were there actually when it was a tropical storm in Orlando technically, but it was when the hurricane was passing through Florida. So those days when the weather was kind of bad, we did still go to Epcot, but we kind of took it a bit easier just because the weather wasn't great anyway. So there was elements of relaxation, definitely.
What was that weather like then? Because as I say, it wasn't quite the hurricane. Orlando did manage to skip it, but was it just like torrential rain for a day or two?
Yeah, it was kind of, on the main day, which I think was the Wednesday, we were in Epcot and we did get absolutely soaked, really, really wet. But it wasn't actually as bad as I thought it was going to be because it was so warm. I think at least I wasn't cold, if you know what I mean. So
yeah.
It was just really windy and really rainy for kind of 1 to 2 days, but it wasn't bad. And they kind of, everything was running as normal, but it did mean the park was really, really quiet, which was nice in some ways.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. I'm intrigued to know about your favourite restaurants because you had the dining credit and you went to Homecoming off my recommendation. So where was your favourite place to eat?
Yeah, so we did, yeah, we used the credit, I think. We definitely did do a few like more expensive places, but definitely quick services as well. But I think my favourites were Homecoming, definitely, really nice atmosphere, and the service and food were great.
Glad you said that.
Yak and Yeti as well. We really liked that. We were at the table service restaurant, and then we actually went to the quick service as well. So we did both of those. And then Deluxe Burger as well at Disney Springs, I thought was really nice. And they had nice outdoor seating and stuff, which was quite relaxing as well. So yeah, that was probably my top three, I'd say.
It is nice to make time to go over to Disney Springs because there's so many incredible places to eat there, even though they're not in the theme park. What kind of things did you eat? Did any particular dishes that you go, oh, that was nice?
Well, we had at Homecoming, we had the kind of Caesar salad with the fried chicken, which was quite nice, a bit of variation. And then Yak and Yeti, I had the sweet and sour chicken, which was really, really nice. But I think someone said this in one of the recent podcasts as well, the portions are huge.
Yes.
It really was massive, which was probably one of the only places that I really felt like this is a lot of food. So I definitely didn't finish it, but it was really, really good. And then I also liked the cheeseburger spring rolls, which were nice.
Oh.
Although it was quite hot waiting for them. We had to wait for them to have more. So it was like 10 minutes standing out in the sun, which was quite warm.
But it's worth the wait. Iconic Magic Kingdom snack, the spring roll. Got to be done.
Yeah, definitely. Had to be done.
Quick news update from things that have been happening over at Walt Disney World. In fact, a lot of these announcements happened as soon as the last podcast went out, so we're a little bit late with this one. A lot of Christmas news about Festival of the Holidays, which is coming to Epcot. That starts just after Thanksgiving, and the Candlelight Procession will be back, including celebrity narrators. There's a few new faces who are joining it, including Brendan Fraser, who you can catch on the 12th, 13th and 14th of December, followed by Eva Longoria, 15th and 16th of December. Joey McIntyre from New Kids, 17th and 18th. The whole list of those is over on our socials, and the Candlelight Processional Dining Packages will be available as well. You can book those from October the 17th. All the Santas and the usual festive fun will be back at Epcot for the Festival of the Holidays. Also, we had the news that Moana Journey of Water was going to be opening early, so that it's been open for the last 2 weeks now. Then the official opening was on the 16th of October. And also, this is worth noting as well, if you are flying over to Orlando from Terminal 3 at Heathrow Airport, there is currently a trial where you can book your time slot to go through security. This is free. It's a trial period for the next few months. It's only from Terminal 3 at Heathrow Airport at the moment. I'll put the link on the socials. It's been up there on X and on Facebook for a couple of weeks now. But you can get a time slot and you've got 15 minutes either side to do it. You can only book it about 3 or 4 days before your flight. So it's worth knowing, like, when you've checked into your flight, click on that. Book your time slot for security, save yourself a bit of money and hopefully a little bit of hassle. All the details on the socials at PodMagical. Lauren is with us on the podcast. First ever trip to Walt Disney World. I want to find out what you would do differently next time, but let's find out about your favourite attraction. You say you weren't a big fan of big rides when you went, but you did brave it, so... what's your favourite attraction coming back now, thinking about it?
I mean, I know it's been a popular answer recently on the podcast, but Guardians of the Galaxy genuinely was, it's just an experience. I kind of wish I could relive that first moment again when the music plays, because it just was so good. And the thing is, I was so nervous before. My stomach was in knots. That's how much of a non-ride person I was. And
yeah.
My boyfriend was really like, you've just got to sit there. You just sit there and it's meant to be fun. And I was like, okay, it's meant to be fun.
It's meant to be fun.
Enjoy this. And I was so nervous before. But so if anyone ever feels like that, it is really worth it. And I think there's so much going on. And yeah, of course, it's fast and scary at points, of course. But it's just such an experience. But I would also give honorable mentions to Slinky Dog Dash, because I just think it's so good and it's such a nice roller coaster.
Yeah.
And Rise of the Resistance as well. I'd kind of not watched too much about that, because so a lot of the bigger rides I watched the YouTube videos, like point of views beforehand, so that I know exactly what I'm getting myself for. Yeah. But with Rise of the Resistance, I knew it was a trackless ride, so I thought, okay, it should be okay. So that was a complete surprise for me, and I just absolutely loved it. I thought it was so good. And yeah, you can just see how much they've put into it, the theming and everything. It just was so good. So yeah, those were probably my favourite out of all of them.
Did you do Guardians more than once? Did it make you want to go back again?
Yes, I did it for a second time. And the second time I was actually kind of excited. So that makes me feel like I've kind of conquered these rides. I mean, before Expedition Everest, I was outside like, no, I can't do it. And then I just watched the YouTube video of it a couple of times. I was like, okay, no, I can do it.
And you did it?
So that was my tip of how, I somewhat enjoyed it. I mean, the ride pictures of me on all these rides, the facial expressions are, I look horrified in almost all of them.
Brilliant.
But I was having a good time.
Yeah, honest. We need to see the pictures now after the socials. If you don't mind, Lauren, we'd like to see those.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's talk about hotels. Did you manage to see some of the other hotels? Did you go resort hopping while you were there?
Yeah, so we were quite lucky actually at Caribbean Beach. Our building was quite close to Riviera. So we went there a couple of times, but also actually sometimes we got the bus. If we were at a bus stop and that one freak came for Riviera, we actually got on that and then just walked, because it was kind of in between, which was quite handy. So we went there a couple of times, ate at their quick service and had a drink there at their bar as well. We went to the Grand Floridian. Is it the Grand Floridian Cafe, I think it's called?
Yeah, in the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, and their bread service was amazing. I loved the bread. That was really nice as well. And then we went down to like Art of Animation and Pop Century as well, just to kind of have a wander around, which was quite nice. So, we went to the boardwalk as well, actually. So we did a few.
And are you glad you stayed where you stayed? Was a Caribbean beach the right choice for you, looking back?
Yeah, I think it was. I think, as I said, it was just there, me and my boyfriend. So we were looking for a little bit of relaxation as well. And I think it's obviously there's a lot of kids there, but it wasn't too much theming wise, you know, intense or anything like that. And the Skyliner was really good. It really did, I feel like, make a difference for us. And as I said, we were quite lucky. We were one of the closer buildings to Old Port Royal, because I know that can kind of be a downside if you're really far away from everything, which is a bit of a nightmare. So we were quite lucky in that sense.
Because you had the storms quite a few times. Was the Skyliner down at any time? And if it was, what happened?
Yeah, it was, which was definitely... Well, we were quite glad once the storms had passed, because we were actually very lucky. Like the last 5 days, it didn't rain at all. So we kind of had the extremes of the storm and then no rain at all. But yeah, the Skyliner did go down. They basically said, we actually asked one of the cast members and they said that if it was lightning struck in a 7 mile radius, right, they had to stop running for 30 minutes. So I don't know if that is absolutely accurate. I'm not sure, but yeah, you kind of had to time it right. There was once or twice, I think, that, you know, you went to go and then they'd say, no, you have to get the bus. And then basically you just went to your bus stop and they would put on buses as soon as they could. And actually once we were waiting at a bus stop and the Skyliner had gone back up in the meantime, but then this bus just pulled up and he was like, oh, we saw you standing here. We know that the Skyliner was down, so we'll just drop you off. Where is it you're going? And it was the bus to ourselves. So it was like
King of the
a
bus.
Personal chauffeured bus. So they seemed quite good at knowing if you're on a Skyliner resort and it has gone down, or and even if it's gone back up, it's still making sure that you didn't have to. Oh yeah, because it was at Epcot, so we would have had to kind of walk all the way
all
back.
All this side, yeah.
Again. Yeah, so it was quite handy that they did that, especially in the heat. So
did you spend all your time at Disney, or did you venture out to anywhere else, any other theme parks or anywhere else in Orlando?
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere else in Orlando other than the airport. Which,
fair enough.
Yeah, I did consider Universal, but as I said, because I wasn't a big ride lover, I just wasn't sure if it might be slightly wasted on me at this stage.
Probably, unless you're a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Harry Potter, so that was probably like the number one reason I would have gone. But yeah, we decided not to. And yeah, we kind of just basically spent all our time at Disney. And I think my boyfriend really likes like American football and stuff. So I think if we were going to go back, we would maybe try and do like a college game or something like that when we're there. Something like that. But yeah, no, we didn't this time.
You said if you go back, are there any plans? Has it been discussed? Are you thinking about it?
Well, I say if. When? We have already booked.
You've already booked? All right, okay. Well, you've only been back a few weeks. So when are you going back?
Yeah. I mean, we only got back less than a week ago and we've already rebooked. Okay. We're going back next September. So September 2024 for 2 weeks, staying at Pop Century this time. And yeah, I just can't wait.
Fab. What are you going to do differently? Did you learn? Did you make any mistakes that you go, oh, next time?
I would say maybe planning it a little bit more, but just maybe planning it slightly differently. I did like what we did. So basically me and my boyfriend, we wrote out the top five rides in each of the parks that we want, or attractions that we wanted to do in the parks. And those were the ones kind of must do's for us, which I did. I think it was good, but obviously now we've been, that might change slightly. So I'd probably still implement that structure. But I did actually make a mess of the plans, and I accidentally booked the park reservations for the wrong days and stuff. So, and it was all fine. They were still available. So we kind of could just shuffle it around. But I don't know what I was doing when I was booking the dining reservations. I think I just got a bit overwhelmed at the time.
It's very overwhelming.
Yeah, it was a bit. And I think, well, next year we don't need the park reservations to be fair, which I think would make it slightly easier. And then in terms of other things, we were fairly prepared for the rain, but I guess, yeah, just making sure that we have all the appropriate footwear and things like that, because it was quite wet. But hopefully there wouldn't be a hurricane if we were going to.
Hopefully. Well, September, though, that's the time.
You never know. You never know.
You need to make a list of the stuff that you didn't do last time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Attractions or restaurants, like favourite things that you've got to go back on. There's a few things you didn't do, like maybe Tower of Terror.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it on YouTube a few times and then maybe I
don't watch it on YouTube because you definitely would not go on it.
That's what I think.
I'm going to give you your perfect Disney World day then, Lauren. Your perfect 24 hours in Disney. You can stay anywhere. You can do anything. Eat anywhere. What are you doing?
Okay. I think I would choose to still stay at Caribbean Beach, even though that's not where we're staying next time. But that was mainly just a cost thing. I think I'd stay at Caribbean Beach. And wake up and probably maybe not have breakfast at the hotel. I think get on the Skyliner, go straight to Hollywood Studios and probably try and hit out the Toy Story Land rides, because we loved Toy Story Mania as well. I thought that was so much fun. So try and do those and then maybe head over to Galaxy's Edge and get a Ronto wrap maybe for breakfast. And then just try and do the rest of the rides at Hollywood Studios. I mean, I loved Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway as well. I thought that was so cute. Good as well.
Yeah.
Definitely try and do the Star Wars one and that, and probably not Tower of Terror. I think I'd definitely skip that if it was my favourite, if it was a perfect day.
Yeah, not your perfect day.
And then, hopefully I'd be hungry enough to then get the grilled cheese from Woody's Lunchbox because I absolutely love that as well. And then for the afternoon, I think maybe head over to Epcot and ride Guardians just because I loved it so much. And maybe Frozen as well, because that's probably the only ride photo where I actually look happy in out of the one. And then maybe head over to the Grand Floridian and have dinner in the cafe there, and then head into Magic Kingdom to spend the evening. Got to do Buzz Lightyear because my boyfriend loves it, and he did get the high score on the ride, so he got the sticker.
Oh, wow! How did he do that? Yeah. Did he cheat?
Well, but we've been to the one in Paris and he did get the high score there as well. So I don't know if he knew from that what he needed to do.
Yeah.
I'm still no good at it. I can't really get anywhere near it. But yeah, he did. I think he must know which ones to hit now. But yeah, he did get the high score and got the sticker. So he was very pleased with that. Yeah, then probably end the day with the fireworks. And since it's the perfect day, there wouldn't be any queues or anything for the bus and I could just go straight home.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful day. Maybe you could do that next year, September.
Maybe,
start counting down now. Less than 12 months, really.
Yeah,
clock's
yeah, exactly.
Ticking. Well, lovely sharing your first time experiences, Lauren. And have a magical day.
Thank you.
Fancy joining me on the podcast, and it doesn't matter how many times you've been, I love hearing about your trips, your stories, your experiences, your magic journey. Just give me a shout on all the socials, at Pod Magical is where we are. If you're going to be going over to Walt Disney World over the next few weeks, maybe you're going for Halloween. Halloween weekend will obviously be very busy. Crowds aren't too bad at the minute. You might get a little bit of half-term travel from the UK, but it shouldn't be too bad. Early November, you get Jersey Week, which tends to be quite busy over there. Temperature's quite nice as well. And of course, you've got all the Halloween stuff going on. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties. You've got Halloween Horror Nights over at Universal. We've got the Food and Wine Festival continuing at Epcot as well, the Eat to the Beat concert series. Taylor Dane this weekend, Billy Ocean in a few days, Hanson next weekend. It's all going on over there. And of course, after that, it'll be Christmas, literally. From, I think it's probably going to be the 2nd of November, you'll go to Magic Kingdom. Halloween's down, Christmas is here. So the next podcast we have, it's going to be Christmas. Forget Halloween, it's gone. If you're not going to Disney World, by the way, the Disney 100th exhibition has now opened in London at the XL. Going to go and see that later on this month. And here is a top tip for this episode. It is a tip I've mentioned quite a few times, but I've never done it as an actual top tip. So remember this, if you're torn between going to experience Halloween or Christmas at Disney World, if you go for Halloween, literally at the very end of Halloween, you'll catch Halloween. And then, as I've just mentioned, the day or two after, Christmas will arrive. There is a sweet spot where you can do the last Halloween party and the first Christmas party. You won't get a lot of Christmas over at Epcot because that starts kind of around Thanksgiving time. So that's always a bit later. But if you want to catch Halloween and Christmas at Magic Kingdom, Halloween at the end is the time to go. And that's your top tip for this episode. Going to be back in 2 weeks with another episode. Until then, please stand clear of the doors.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.